Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat, and I was talking to a friend about how I plan my December, and she was shocked, not because I was doing it, I am a planner after all, but because I've never shared with her how I do it. So it starts at the beginning of Q4. That's October 1st, as I am laying out my responsibilities for the rest of the year. I like to take like a quarterly approach to this. So what I do is I front load Q4 into October and the first two-ish weeks of November. Why, you might ask? Well, here it goes. I love the holidays. I love twinkle lights. I love the merriment. I love gatherings of friends. I love wrapping presents. And I also love order. I love calm. Overwhelm is my kryptonite. I love getting gifts in the mail to my friends and family that I won't see during the holidays the first week-ish of December. I also love ordering my holiday cards early and then addressing them and getting them in the mail early in December too. Usually I watch a Christmas movie and take my time, but it feels so good to me to have two big projects checked off the list early, the mailed gifts at the post office and holiday cards in the mail. We all know what the post office feels like leading up to Christmas, so I really try to avoid that. What I call kind of minimalist December, what it allows me to do is have some calm in what otherwise feels like a super busy month by saying no to almost everything that doesn't bring me holiday cheer. I don't want to get to January and roll around to January, February, and then kind of reflect back on December and have it be like a stressful blur, right? Believe me, I've been there when you get to January 1st and you're like, what happened to December? Now, I still have some responsibilities, for example, this podcast, but even this podcast brings me happiness. And as much as I want the content to be good and thoughtful for you, it also is for me, right? It reminds me how I want to show up as the best version of myself. We're all riding this happiness train together, friends, and some days are just a little bit bumpy. So this December, I have a special treat. We're shaking it up a bit, but more on that later in the week, probably around the November 30th episode. Shh, it's kind of a secret and a pretty big deal. I can't wait to share all the tea with you. So anyway, I also use some time in December to reflect on the year and plan for the next year. My kids are still in school during the day, so I have some time. And in December, it's really important for me that I am intentional about reflecting and planning for the next year. So taking some advice from Dr. Santos over at Yale, I'm savoring all the moments I can this month. So until next time, remember, kindness is contagious.